Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Welcome to the Kent Online Podcast on Friday, June the 26th. Our top story today, two men in their 20s have been taken to a London hospital after being stabbed when hundreds of people gathered on a Sheppey beach. Around 200 are thought to have attended a party at Laysdown last night. Police were called after the men were attacked on the promenade just before midnight. A 24-year-old has been arrested. Well, more trouble on the beaches, this time caused by litter-louts. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see some shocking pictures showing all of the rubbish that was left behind after the hottest day of the year so far yesterday. A huge clean-up operation's been underway to get rid of the waste on the coast at Herne Bay and Whitstable. And while people might have been out enjoying the hot weather despite lockdown, it also led to thunderstorms in Kent. A garage in Mepham set on fire after being struck by lightning, with the flames spreading to nearby trees. Emergency crews were also called to a property in Broadstairs after lightning started a fire there. Meantime, hundreds of homes have been left without electricity on Romney Marsh, with more thunderstorms expected across the county later. The Met Office have issued a yellow alert until 9 tomorrow morning. Now, this time next week, pubs, restaurants, hairdressers and galleries in Kent will be making last-minute preparations before reopening after more than 3 months. And one of Kent's MPs says he hopes for those on the coast the summer season will be a long one. Facilities were forced to close at the start of lockdown and have missed out on being able to trade during a spell of warm, dry weather. Now, Thanet's Sir Roger Gale has been worried about people flocking to the beaches over the past few weeks as facilities are still closed, but he hopes they will all still recover.
What we need is for visitors to understand what is required and to act responsibly. That's not really something you can, with the best will in the world, impose upon a lot of people. But if everybody gets the message, if everybody understands that this is still with us, so we still have to be careful, but we can now get out and enjoy ourselves a bit more than we perhaps could a couple of weeks ago, then I see no reason why everybody can't have a good time. Traders can do business. People can go, as I said, come home safely, go home safely, not having picked up a dreadful disease and risking their lives.
As the hot weather continues, South East Water are urging us to use supplies wisely as demand reaches a 10-year high. The company says on Wednesday it pumped almost 670 million litres into its network, enough to fill more than 250 Olympic-sized swimming pools. They've also apologised after homes in the Maidstone area were left without water following a burst pipe on the hottest day of the year so far. The man in charge of the police in Kent has told Kent Online he would support the use of a controversial piece of kit as assaults on officers continue to rise. Since lockdown started in March, there's been a more than 30% increase in attacks on officers. A number of those have involved people spitting or coughing. Here's Chief Constable Alan Pusley.
From March to now, there's been about 154 assaults on my police officers. And last week, only last week, 16 assaults on officers, 13 of those spitting and coughing, sort of COVID related. Not one is acceptable. So we deal with it really seriously. They will be arrested if you do that. We do everything we can to charge you, everything we can to remand you into custody. And I hope the judiciary see it as seriously as we do and therefore impose harsh prison sentences. So my officers are well skilled, they're well trained and well equipped. They have spit hoods in Kent, and I expect them to use them. If people are spitting at my officers or staff, I expect my officers and will always support them using spit hoods to protect themselves and indeed the wider public. My officers and staff are mums, dads, brothers, sisters like everybody else. You know, so they've got families at home like everybody else. So they come to work to do a brilliant job, and they do. They come to work to keep the public safe, and they do. And they want to go home feeling safe. So if they've been assaulted, it is an impact on them and their family. If they're spat at, for example, there's a lot of medical checks that we have to do that impacts, of course, on them and their family. So it's totally not acceptable. It's not acceptable in society, and it's certainly not acceptable on my officers and staff. And they will get my total support, and I welcome, therefore, the Home Secretary's suggestion that the maximum sentence might be increased. I welcome that and I hope it happens. Only recently we've had people sent to prison 4 months or thereabouts for spitting at my officers. Now, if the maximum is doubled, I hope and I believe it will have an impact on people who think twice maybe about spending a long time in prison for a single vile, appalling act.
Events are going to be taking place to show our support to the armed forces in Medway, even though Armed Forces Day itself can't go ahead as planned. The council leader and Lord Lieutenant of Kent have recorded a video message, which also features footage from last year's celebrations at the Great Lines in Gillingham. Flags will also be raised across the towns, including at the historic dockyard and Broughton Barracks. Kent Online's been told a primary school being built in a new garden city in Kent is on course to open in September as planned. Springhead Park in Ebbsfleet will initially welcome children from nursery to year four. Due to the pandemic, the school had to have a pre-opening virtual Ofsted inspection. A wild animal park in Kent is hoping to raise enough money to be able to save two orphaned bear cubs. Mish and Lucy were found on their own in Albania after their den was disturbed, and it's hoped they can be brought to the UK before winter. Wildwood have relaunched a crowdfunding campaign, which was put on hold when the pandemic hit. Now, a quick look at the weekend weather for you. It's going to be wet and windy tomorrow with highs of 22. More showers, but also some brighter spells expected on Sunday. That's it for now, but you can also keep up to date at kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.